Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
Well, the window of baseball looks a lot better today than it did yesterday. We had a rainstorm yesterday. Today I'm in Mesa looking out at the mountains a little further out from the batter's eye. The A's are warming up down the right field line. I'm sure the Giants will be here shortly, and we will have baseball today. And what's better than that on a Sunday, and plus to talk to Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, how are you?
Great, Marty. The only thing that would be better is if the game was televised.
or on the radio.
On the radio, yeah, exactly.
We're not going there today. We'll leave you alone on that today. But yesterday, boy, what a long day at the ballpark. And, you know, just to comment on it just for a second, they waited till 3:30, Bruce, and the conditions, I don't know if you saw any of the game. MLB had it on tape later on.
I did, yeah.
Well, gorgeous. It turned out to be a gorgeous day, and I know it's money. There's a lot of money involved, but they did wait this one out, and it turned out okay.
Yeah, I was really interested to watch the Astros' first game against Washington, which was the MLB game at the same time as the Giants, and you know, nothing really happened in the Astros game. They didn't play any of their regulars. It looked like a normal game, but they got rained out, and all of a sudden they switch over to the Giants. So I got to see Dubon, good and bad, and I didn't see the Bart homer, but I saw it on a video later. Caught a few glimpses, and it was just great to see the game back in action again.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The Nats and the Astros share the same complex.
Yeah.
How about that? And of all there's such irony going on in baseball. It's amazing. So here they are together. And, of course, everything that happened last year and, the whole Astro thing. So now people are coming out with signs, right? And the Astros are stealing their signs. You can't have a sign at the ballpark. Isn't this America? What happened here?
Well, it's not a good sign, Marty. I mean, this is the Astros have to get over their paranoia and their sensitivity to what's coming at them. I mean, for fans to carry signs, you have to expect that. You can't be up there trying to bust everybody. You certainly won't be able to do it on the road. And I don't know how much of that they'll really get in their home stadium once the season starts. Although you never know. But they're going to be hit from a lot of different directions, and they've got to just steel themselves and get past it.
Yeah, it's a different world we live in of communication. You know it. And you got into a little brouhaha about the A's radio. And, before you know it, it's 50 million people commenting on things all over the world. And the Astro thing, it's different. You can't just say, well, it didn't happen. Let's ignore it. We'll move on. People don't do that. They keep the story going. It's the world we live in. And I guess baseball is adjusting to that.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me. You probably saw, I think it was Tom Verducci dug up all the crazy stunts that have been pulled, sign stealing over the years with telescopes and binoculars.
Yes.
and wires underneath the ground and stuff like that.
Right.
There's a lot of, you mentioned, I think, Al Worthington with the 59 Giants was really upset that it was happening, and the A's were guilty in, I think, 76. But it's been going on for an awfully long time. Not what Houston did. They didn't carry it to that extreme. But still, I mean, the Bobby Thompson thing, that wouldn't happen. Right, and there was never any punishment or retribution at all. It's like unfortunate, but move on, guys. But this one, all of a sudden, has taken it to such a different level, and rightfully so. When you really realize what happened and how they were able to get steal signs in real time, it's why a lot of people are offended, and they've really. I don't think the Astros could have possibly imagined how they've set themselves apart from every other sign stealing episode in the history of the game.
Boy, what a story. What a story. All right. Joey Bart. And I got into this in the post game yesterday. And you know me, I jump ahead of things, and I'm not afraid to do it. Bruce, I'm telling you, this guy's the second pick in the country. Every time I see him, he looks like he can catch in the big leagues. He looks like he can hit in the big leagues. But he will not be in the big leagues. And this is a Giants team that may win 70 games, 80 games. Who knows how many games they'll win. Why not get this guy to the big leagues and figure out a way to do it? And I just got into that yesterday.
No, I couldn't agree more. It's so funny, the contrast with baseball and other sports. you know, quarterbacks come out of college and boom, they're starting for an NFL team, you know, a few months later. In basketball, if you got a hot rookie, he's right in there. Maybe he's 18 and looks raw, but he's in there and he's learning. And in baseball, it's always about development. Don't rush them, you know, don't screw with their head. And I get all that, and there's a lot of evidence to where that's kind of development was warranted. But every now and then, there's somebody who comes up who just has it. He's got everything it takes, and Joey Bart sure looks like one of those guys. I'll tell you, if the Giants were to be a contending team, it would be a crime to leave him down, I think, and not have him help you win, because this is a guy who looks like he can help you win. The fact that they're in a development stage, they probably won't contend, but that's another probably reason why you want to see him, and why not make him part of all that?
That's where I went with it. That's exactly what I was going to say about it. You know, what's the harm?
I don't see it. I mean, he certainly looks like somebody who could take a little. You know, the baseball is a game of failure, of disappointment, and you go through periods where you're not cutting it, and you're wondering what the heck am I going to do, and he just doesn't strike me as a guy who would get mentally crushed by failure or by sitting on the bench for an entire homestand or anything like that. I just think he just can't wait to show what he does. And it seems like every time he gets a chance, he lets you know what he's got.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, we'll see. We'll see. You know, Posey and Belt are in his way. And as Bill Lasky told me last night, you know, if you bring the guy up, he's got to play. And it's not clear, of course, where he would play with Posey and Belt ahead of him. So we'll see. But I agree with you. This is the season to do it. And he will be up here at some point. I don't know how they'll figure it out. What about Dubont? You know, he's such a happy-go-lucky kid. I'm trying to think of different baseball players, maybe like a Kirby Puckett, you know, who is always smiling and happy to play the game. This kid has just always got a smile on his face. And, Bruce, he drilled one yesterday. I mean, that ball was crushed, the home run, and he hit a bunch in San Francisco, too.
Yeah, he really did. And he got a nice base hit later to center field. I think he drove in a run. He did make an error that he shouldn't have made. Looked like the ball came right up to him. But, you know, that's you can't get upset about that. We've seen the kid make really exceptional plays out there. And he does have a real magnetism about him. And I think he's the kind of guy that is just going to be invaluable for the Giants this year because the fans are going to love him. You know, they want to see him hit. They don't go straying to the concession stands when they get a chance to watch the kid play. And that certainly doesn't apply to everybody in the lineup. So, wherever he is, I guess it's going to be probably second base. Absolutely. I love the guy.
Yeah, he's going to play all over. He'll be at short, second.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put him in the outfield. But there's something about him, that enthusiasm, that the big leagues, he's not awed by the big leagues. And he looks like he belongs. We get to see Yoimer Sanchez today, and at least you get to hear him. You won't see it on TV. But, Bruce, this may be the most interesting pickup of the offseason, a Gold Glover. And to watch the drills, and you know the Giants do drills all day long. Bruce, to watch the ball go into his glove with the soft hands and turning that double play, you know, where that second baseman who really turns it and that you hardly see the ball in the glove.
Exactly.
He's that kind of kid. I'm excited to see him play today.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I hope he can hit a little bit because somebody like that is just so invaluable. I mean, the second base job hasn't been handed to anyone, and if he were to suddenly start hitting, he'd definitely be a factor there. But I hope he doesn't just vanish, behind a weak batting average because those guys like that are so valuable, and with that extra bench guy this year, you have a little bit more flexibility, on your bench to get guys who can help you in a lot of ways.
Well, plus the defense. I mean, with all the shifts.
Well, that's what I mean, the defense, yeah.
Well, and think about the shifts. I mean, you know, what drove Joe Panic out of here is he didn't have the range, and he didn't hit. But this kid, you put him in short right field, he can cover a lot of ground. And today, this is not, you can't have, I don't know if Jeff Kent could play second base in the big leagues today, or Ryan Sandberg. I mean, you know, you got to be an outfielder as well as a second baseman. And I think it's a huge advantage to the Giants, and it helps the defense tremendously. It's different.
Well, they're going to have to play good defense, you know, really good. Nothing like what we saw yesterday. They're going to have to pick up the ball, catch the ball, flag down balls in the gap. That's going to be crucial. because as long as they do that and they get some good pitching, they're going to be in a lot of games.
Yeah. Just as we wrap it up, of course, love talking with you. Your first spring training that you covered as a writer, do you remember what it was, your first spring training?
Yeah, well, my first one in Arizona was 1980 when Billy Martin first showed up. And talk about walking right into an interesting situation. I mean, they were coming off one of the worst seasons in anyone's history, and here comes Billy, shaking things up and making it clear that his lifestyle is a little different. It's a little rowdy, but the guys respected him, and they became instantly relevant that year. And the next year, of course, they really took off. But that was fascinating. You know, what I remember more about that was my first trip to Florida. They used to send me down there, and they did this with John Shea, too, later on before we ran out of travel money. But I have a very distinct memory, and you can relate to this, of the Orioles spring training camp in Little Havana.
Oh, yeah.
In Miami, and walking into that clubhouse, which was full of exceptionally bright and talented guys, and Earl Weaver, and then going up to Fort Lauderdale for the Yankees and up to Vero Beach for the Dodgers. I was absolutely in heaven. That's such a great trip to be able to make. It's not a glamorous state by any means, but once you get into those camps, all of a sudden you're in paradise.
Yeah, well, I remember going to Pompano Beach when the Rangers.
Yeah, sure.
And in those days, you could just walk onto the field. You could walk down to the bullpen. I think I sat in the bullpen with Gaylord Perry. That's the way it was in Florida. Yeah, I remember that so well. We'll talk more about that. It's always fun because that's what this is now, really. People are coming here, and they love the game of baseball, but it's getting the feel for the game again and just being part of it, and that's what spring training is all about, and I think that's what you enjoyed as well.
Absolutely.
Good. All right, we'll talk to you next week. I appreciate it. Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, Marty, we'll talk then. Thanks.
All right, very good.